what do you know? We got a couple haters. Couple haters.
Hey, this is WWE Hall of Famer Road Warrior Animal from the LOD. You're listening to A Couple of Haters Podcast. What a rush.
Welcome to another episode of A Couple of Haters Podcast. Me shaking Joey again.
You almost forgot his name. That's terrible.
No, because I was thinking, I was going to say heel game, but that name sucks. So.
Well, you didn't think of a new name.
Well, you didn't say that a couple of episodes back. You said it was a great name. Now you're trying to bash on my name? That was a great Ansby. Huh?
A great Ansby's a clever
Speaking of
man.
A bash real fast, we've never did the episode for Joey.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing.
It's going to come like a storm.
There's nothing to say about me. Come like a storm. Absolutely nothing.
Anyway.
Force field activated.
You're going to be like, oh, fuck. Today's the day.
We can roast Avante first. It's gonna can roast me.
It's going to be a day you're real happy. You're going to like... Maybe just, win $50 on a scratch off. You're gonna come and celebrate, and we're gonna demolish.
Tell you one of these days, I'm actually hit that lotto, hit $1 million, and y'all gonna be like, "Oh, we're gonna bash Joey today." And I'm saying, you know, I was gonna break y'all or something.
I guess we're still gonna do it. We're still gonna do
it. You guys,
it's worth a quarter mil.
So, what's today's topic, Smoke?
Today's topic is the top 5 video games of all time, but the catch is we have to agree on the list.
Jesus Christ.
Which might be impossible.
I can't even think of top 5 games.
I'm going to start with throwing one out there. Parappa the Rapper.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let's cut the show. Cut the show. Show over.
All right. All right. We're talking about best games. We're not talking about worst games.
Listen, man.
You talking about that shit that was for like PS2 or PS1 or whatever?
PS1.
Kick.
I'm getting my punch. Reasoning. God. It revolutionized games.
What?
How you say? Oh, that was just your ass shake? Oh, okay. How? You know, pressing A, pressing down. You know how that's in every game now? That was the first game to do that.
Yes, that was the first game to have a directional pad.
That was the first game to be like, press A to win.
I'm not saying it's the best game. But it was probably the game you had to be the most coordinated.
What?
To play Papa Rapper.
Yeah.
It was like what? I'd say it led way to like games like Rock Band and Guitar. I could say that.
Yeah, it led to everything. It was the innovator.
I'm not agreeing on any of that was just spoken.
Kick punch.
That was the first game to come up to your mind. It tells me a lot about you, Smooth.
I used to like Cubed. You remember that game for PS1?
I remember playing Cubed on Grand Theft Auto.
No. Cubed was crazy. No, it was called IQ. Remember you had that game. You remember that game?
I hated that game.
Oh my god, that shit was amazing.
I hated that game.
That game was amazing.
You know what? I'm going to throw a game out there. For all the wrestling fans out there. SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain.
I think I've wasted 2 years of my life playing that
game.
By
far.
In a good way.
By far. One. Not the one. But one. Of the greatest wrestling games to ever drop.
Yeah, easily.
Well, the greatest wrestling game to ever drop is SmackDown vs. Raw 2008. Because I was buying that in 2004. I probably bought that game like 5 times.
2008? What was wrong with you?
That game was so good.
The first 2 games you're calling out are horrible.
That game was good.
Now, if you would have said No Mercy, I'd say, yeah,
how
is that game not good?
2008, who was that? Was when Randy was on the cover, right?
Undertaker, Cena.
I think
Cena.
That was the one where I think Cena Batista was on the cover.
Oh my god.
Undertaker was there.
Oh my god.
I think that's the one.
That was like the first one that was 4 players, like on the new systems.
It was trash.
I don't think he remembers the way we were playing freaking with an extension pack. Here Comes the Pain. An extension pack.
No,
six players in one house.
Who was Here Comes the Pain? What system was that?
That was PS2.
Yeah, that wasn't that same gen.
What?
2008 was on Xbox 360.
I think you need to go Google.
2008 was on Xbox 360. That was
yeah.
That was PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
But that game was. I say an introduction to the three to the new gen, but yeah. It wasn't the greatest wrestling game. No,
you guys are nuts.
You're nuts. I don't even think you should talk anymore after oh. Rapper the Rapper,
Poe Rapper the Rapper,
whatever.
Oh my god,
you should not be allowed
kick punch
to speak.
Fall into the mic.
Oh my god, you're just terrible. An old game I can think of. I think it was for the Super Nintendo. It was Top Gear.
Are you kidding me?
The racing game. And this, obviously,
this gets nothing. No backlash.
Listen, Rapper the Rapper. I bet you don't even know what Top Gear was.
That fucking game is awful.
You're awful.
Oh my god.
That was one of the greatest racing games ever.
Oh my god. Gran Turismo was the greatest racing game ever.
Gran Turismo sucks.
See,
I think. I think we could agree on one game. I'm about to throw out Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot. What about it?
One. What you mean? Oh god! Don't tell me you didn't like Crash what Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot was okay. It wasn't.
You tell me you. Huh? He's the face of the PlayStation.
He
is the face of the PlayStation.
Or Lara Croft.
No. Because Lara actually, Croft is on different.
What?
It's actually Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot is the face of the PlayStation. Lara Croft has been on Microsoft.
I know the PlayStation that I bought had Lara on it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So.
What's another game?
Oh, my God. Crash Bandicoot. Agree. Crash goes there, I guess.
I can't remember. Just
think about it. If Nintendo had Mario, Sega has Sonic, PlayStation has Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, that's how it was supposed to be.
Xbox has what? Halo? Master Chief.
There you go.
All right, more. Who's Xbox One?
What are you talking about? Like the face of Xbox One?
Yeah.
Gears of War?
Yeah. Phoenix.
That sucks.
Why does it suck?
That sucks.
The game is actually really good. It's just we didn't have enough people to play it, so we got bored.
You can't have a face that's like right now.
What are you talking about?
That game just
came out. Yes. Just like when PlayStation came out. You know what, Smooth Man?
When Xbox One came out.
Holy shit. Xbox One came out, it had to be...
It was 360 was Gears.
Yeah.
Remember, Gears 1 came out for the 360.
This wasn't Gears. We just got Gears.
We got Gears 4.
Dude, they was promoting Gears for the 360 4 years before that shit even came out.
That's true. You were promoting Gears before any other game for the Xbox.
Hmm.
You can't think of anybody for Xbox besides Marcus Fenix and freaking Master Chief. That's it. You can't think about nobody else.
Yeah, that's it.
Can't think about nobody else.
I'm just not liking this topic with Antoine
Rachel
involved.
DeMita.
Rachel DeMita.
Oh, she's definitely the face for all the ghetto people.
She's the face of 2K.
Why gotta be ghetto?
Because those are the people that are like highly obsessed with her.
We're gonna lose the fan base on
everybody
this.
Everybody is obsessed with her.
She's not. About? She's not all that, bro. She's a cute, skinny white girl that plays ball.
She has, I hate to say it, airhead tendencies.
That's fine. I don't care about that.
You guys know her, huh?
It's like she just blanks out. Have you seen 2K TV? She looks like she blanks out most of the time.
Watch that shit.
Because you don't get that free VC.
I just want the fucking money. I'd just be looking at the bottom of the screen.
Wait for the questions.
Not trying to miss a question. Oh.
But Rachel DeMita, it's not that hot. What's that game that came out? It was, I think, PS2, whatever. Jax. He was like with a little squirrel or whatever.
Jax and Daxter.
Yes, that's a good game, man. Jax and Daxter. I'm not saying it's top five dead or alive.
Oh, man.
Jax is a good game.
We're never going to agree on video games.
I didn't say it was a top game. I'm just saying it popped up in my head.
Yeah, cocaine's good for you.
Better than fucking Rapper the Rapper.
Ratchet and Clank was a good game for PlayStation.
The best game for PlayStation
Not Condemned.
Was Spyro.
Manhunt.
Spyro.
Oh, Manhunt.
Nah, you ever play Manhunt?
You never played Spyro the Dragon?
Spyro the Dragon was for little fairy boys that wanted to
You guys are crazy.
Spyro the Dragon.
I won't lie, I did play the demo when I got it on the disc.
That doesn't count.
I played the demo. Never bought Spyro the Dragon.
Spyro the Dragon was for little fairy boys.
You said for little homosexual boys?
I said fairy boys. Now, if you want to take it that route, then that's on you.
You know, those are the little boys that go with frozen book bags to school.
Let it go.
That's definitely Antoine, because he thought Twilight was the best movie series ever.
Well, Twilight had a good story, too.
Anyway,
I was compelled.
Are you kidding me?
What do you mean? I read all the books. It was a great story.
God, he used to wait online at Barnes & Noble for the books.
No, I wait online for Harry Potter books. Not for Twilight.
If you had to choose.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Nothing better than Harry Potter ever.
So how the hell?
Let's get back on topic.
Oh, my God.
Next, we're doing books. I'll talk the whole fucking time.
I'll get up and leave because I don't want to hear about Potter or Twilight.
Harry Potter.
I don't want to hear about that.
Marcus is a 50 Shades of Grey kind of person.
I read that too. That's crap.
Huh?
I read all those books. It's fucking garbage.
What?
Smooth the Bookworm.
50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, it was super trash. Like, there was no climax to the whole fucking thing except for sex.
I think that's the point of the book, though.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid. All the females that read that book and like, oh my God, it's amazing, are fucking hornballs that don't like anything. How that we go wants- from a
video? That's like when you watch porn and you get turned on. The chicks read the book.
Fucking porn.
Wait, time out. Feel less dirty by reading a book.
How the hell we go from top 5 video games to 50 Shades of Grey? How does this work?
Listen, man. When you're trying to win a race, but there's no finish line. That's what that fucking book is. And the only reason I kept reading it, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what are they trying to do upset? Here?
Like, what's up?
No, because I was pissed. That wasted my fucking time.
No one told you to read a book for feet. Well, then again, you read Twilight. So.
I mean, Twilight was unisex.
Okay.
But
50 Shades of Grey wasn't. The HBO sex movie.
No, I wanted to know what it was about, man. And then I just started angry reading. So.
No, let's be honest. You read 50 Shades of Grey because you was going to try to do some of that stuff to a female.
Yeah,
he wanted to get involved
in conversations with females.
He was going to be on the train one day hearing women talking about 50 Shades of Grey, just butt his ass right in. Oh yeah, you know, I read that book too.
Maybe that was my original. But as I started reading, it's like, yeah, I'm never talking about this fucking stupid book.
And guess what? You just did it live.
Yeah, I fucking shamed it.
This is going on YouTube.
This
is going on YouTube.
Fucking stupid books. That author is an idiot.
That author is fucking rich.
Yeah, she's rich. Oh, or he's rich, whoever made it.
That author's rich.
Oh my God.
Actually, where did we leave off on video games? Manhunt. That's where we left off.
Yeah, Manhunt.
Antoine never played Manhunt.
I played Manhunt. I used to put bags over people's heads.
That was a game for real people.
It was supposed to make a part two. And
I think they did, but it just sucked.
It just never came out because it was
too violent.
Yeah, way too violent.
I feel like getting a PS1 now. Was it on PS2? It was PS2.
I think it was PS2.
I feel like getting it. Let me eBay this. See what it's going for.
Tell us what the eBay listing is for Manhunt.
But that was a great game.
Great.
Yeah.
I felt like you're doing the same thing every time you turn a corner. Oh, get this bag. Kill him.
Look what it was back then. There was no games out like that back
then.
That's true. That's like people that say Grand Theft Auto was amazing back then.
I would say best horror game, Resident Evil.
Resident Evil 2. Resident Evil Nemesis was good.
I really liked the new one. It's a little short, but I feel like it was short because they tried a different route, and it actually worked. So I feel their next game is going to be better.
Yeah, they fell off doing those little they did come out with Umbrella Manhunt Corpse and all that stuff.
They came out with Manhunt, too.
Oh, they did.
$25 for both.
Resident Evil's trying to evolve.
I feel they went the right route with this new game, though. You haven't played it yet, even though you took it from me, and it's sitting there open on your table.
Just uninstalled.
I installed it. I just haven't played yet.
You gotta play at night. Maybe you'll be doing shit. You'll be watching fucking TV shows like Love.
That shit's good. Yeah. I'll give my review later on. Oh man, everyone.
Either way, play that shit.
I did watch someone Shake stream on Twitch. Hear him scream like a little
bitch. Yeah, nigga, I was screaming loud, man. That shit fucking made me jump. That's why I need to get the DLC for it.
That stream, he needs a camera for us. Like, some people can watch him scream.
I walked in a room, a ball bounced by. I walked out, bro. I turned it off. So I ain't got time for this. Gone to bed. But what else do we have?
Ghouls and Goblins.
Hold on. Let's see what... That's a good one. We'll get to that after Antoine picks another horrible game.
What's the next game on the list, Mo?
I don't know.
Want you something.
Next
you're
0-2.
You're 0-2.
What is this? Review my shit games?
I'm trying to think of the name of another game. Joey, I know what I'm talking about when I talk about it.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Which one?
The arcade one.
Okay. He gets one for that.
I like, yeah, no, that was a great game. I like the NES one too, the old one.
Oh, I hated that one. Yes, not because it was a bad game, but when you get into that water level and you got to swim through the seaweed, trying to disarm bombs at the same time, that was a great, the real great idea, real great. Sons of bitches. That was a great game.
I'm trying to think again. That was a PS2. Time.
Oh, what was that shit called?
Time Splitters.
I don't know.
Talking about the gun game.
Yeah.
Time Splitters.
Time Splitters was the shit.
Time Splitters.
I think it was the same one. I mean, this.
Fallout was good. Fallout 3.
Yeah, I like Fallout 3.
Yes.
I haven't played 4 yet.
Time Splitters 2.
Yeah.
Was a fucking amazing game.
Put a lot of money into arcades with that game.
I don't know if Antoine ever played it.
No, I never played Time Splitters.
What sucked is that's when like internet started happening for the system, so that shit like sucked online.
Oh yeah, it was mad slow.
Like, it was hard, but I still played that shit on PlayStation.
I remember somebody. I think I was at Shaq's house. He was like, "Yo, I got SOCOM. I'll be playing online." I went to his house, man. It took like 30-40 minutes to get a match.
Well, I mean, that then. PlayStation Wi-Fi thing was just...
That was awful. Yeah, that was just some shit they threw together.
I understood they were trying to do the online thing, try to be PC, but...
Just put your fucking phone...
That's when AOL was still going with the computer sound. You was getting busy tones on people's house phones.
Devin Booker got an amethyst for 36 points.
The season's almost over. They got to start sucking
that
cards.
Man's penis.
Bradley Beal got one. It's almost the end. Look, we're not talking about 2K again. We just did that last episode.
That was Smooth's fault. Oh. He's bringing in cards.
Man,
now.
We can talk about this every day. Every day.
But,
Duck Hunt.
Yes, Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Is a classic. I don't care. My favorite game of all time is Mario Kart. You can either pick one from 64 or GameCube. I'll go with GameCube.
Yeah, I would definitely buy a Switch. For Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I would definitely...
Speaking of Switch...
Oh, can we talk about the blue screen of death?
What's that?
Okay, you know the handheld part of the game?
Yeah.
Well, there's times where people are now turning on their systems and they get a blue screen and that's it. Meaning the system is officially dead.
Oh, you gotta get your money back.
Yeah, Nintendo's already... They know about that. They know about a black screen... Coming up on people's Switches now, they say, oh, just take it back to GameStop, get a new one.
GameStop ain't got that many to be like, oh, here's a new one.
Well, the Nintendo's, I mean, sending them out by droves now.
You know, I was in GameStop the other day. I saw a Switch. I was like,
how much does maybe it even I should go buy? It's like a regular system?
$299.
Yeah, $299, but now GameStop is only selling them by bundles for the meantime. So you're going to spend like $4 or $5. Easy.
No, I just saw it like a day ago when I bought Halo Wars.
No, watch. Go to GameStop and then be like, oh, can I just get the Switch by itself? They're like, no, we got bundles. All they sell is by bundles.
Oh, yeah, fuck them.
So isn't the disc like Ghost Recon 2 inches fucking big?
What, the screen?
They're cartridges or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a...
They're smaller than fucking Game Boy.
They're like a DS cartridges.
Apparently, it tastes awful.
Yeah, apparently. I get it though, because they're small, so they don't want kids and animals to eat it. But
you just gave stupid adults the reason to just lick their games for no reason,
just to taste it.
Yeah, but I was like, why is somebody tasting this? Like, what is this supposed to be funny? And I just watched the video anyway because I was intrigued. So
I bet if you buy a Switch and you buy a game, you're gonna lick it.
I think
I probably would.
I think I would too.
That's the thing. Everyone's gonna lick it. Just to be like, how bad is this really?
Jesus Christ.
I'll get a Switch when Mario Kart comes out, maybe.
There's 9. No games for it now. I mean, I'm Zelda. Waiting. That's it. I'm going to just wait until the fall when everything drops.
I'll wait until Switch 2 comes out or something.
Oh my God.
Then buy
what Nintendo
like
needs to do
bucks.
Is make a fucking adventure Pokemon game like they do on the Game Boys, but make it for the system.
Actual facts.
I think they would make so much money off of that.
I think they are going to make a Nintendo game for a Pokemon game for the Switch. I think
make
they will.
It an open fucking world. Why has that never been done with Pokemon?
That's kind of hard to do.
How? Other games do it all the
time. It's Nintendo, though. Nintendo don't have that type of...
Actually, you know what? I think they can do it now since they're doing Mario Odyssey. And that's an open world game. So I think they can do it with Pokemon.
I can't see Nintendo.
That's so behind in the times that they can't do that. That's so stupid.
If it was PlayStation, Xbox, or like fucking PC, they can do it.
Just hire GTA people to make a friendly game. Yeah. You know how dope that would be?
Even Rocksteady, because Rocksteady did an open world with Batman.
Down the street.
But even if they do
pop out.
Even if they do something simple for Pokemon, but it's not open world, you still got to do something sooner or later.
Yeah.
It'll make a shit ton of money.
But it's later now. Like,
don't matter.
They should have been did it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had, I can't say it was an open world game, but they had that, what was that game for the 64 when you just took pictures?
Pokemon Snap?
Yeah. That wasn't open world.
That shit was nowhere near
you open world. You were on a roller coaster thing. It'll take you around an island. You can't walk by yourself.
That's all that was?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The system looked cool, though. It was Pikachu. He bought a limited edition
Pokemon Snap.
Which goes for at least
to just take our money. You know right how now? Long that game was? What? Probably like maybe 25 minutes.
What, Snap?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I played it, but I got it from Blockbuster.
Yeah, I got it from Blockbuster too, right there.
Same thing with Pokemon Stadium.
I think I had it for like 2 days.
Pokemon Stadium was a good idea, but it was fucking terrible.
I thought Pokemon Stadium 2 was really good.
All you had to do was pick a level 100 any Pokemon you want. It had its strongest attacks. Like, there was no training involved.
I'm hearing how the main systems, like home console games with Pokemon, they're so bad, but for Game Boy, they're one of the best things ever.
How you
can't switch that over to a big console.
I mean, Pokemon Coliseum was really good.
Never played it.
That was for a Wii. Never played it. That was really good.
I'll be here all fucking day if you give me, like, the graphics don't even have to be outstanding. Like, give me a decent graphic game, and it's like Pokemon for Game Boy.
I mean, well, Pokemon goes on the list, just Pokemon. Top 5.
Yeah.
I mean, all that's left in Pokemon Go is the real fans, because all the trending people just left.
After Pokemon was...
Pokemon Go is supposed to be really good now. They got a bunch of new stuff in it.
Nah.
Yeah, Gen 2's out.
After Gold and...
I still kind of...
Oh, you're talking about Pokemon Go. Yeah. But, like, the Game Boys, after Gold and Silver and shit, that was done with Pokemon. It came out with all these weird shits. It's
like, Ember Moon. Rising Sun.
No. But Pokemon Go, though, that... I don't know, man.
It was for people that just played it because it was the greatest thing going right there, it was a flash in the pan for them.
No, I think it came out at a perfect time. It was in the summertime. Weather was always nice, and people were always out.
You saw people get along. You saw people saying, "Yo,
who the fuck is going to walk around in the winter?" Like,
oh, hell no.
Summertime, it came out at a perfect time. Everyone was out anyway.
Go in the car and drive mass slow. just start catching them.
I still remember the day. I was like, "Oh, smooth. There's this Scyther," and this nigga sped up in the car. And I was like, slow down. This thing was gone. You did that shit on purpose, man.
No, I didn't.
Broke my heart. Oh, my God. But yeah, it just came out at the right time. A fail it is now. And they kept asking for too much private information. It was like, log in with this, log in with that.
Oh, yeah, everything from you.
What's your phone number? And it was like, oh. Why do you want to know everything now? Know,
what's your date of birth? What's your social security number?
It's like, that shit was asking for too much information after a while. And I was just like, nope, time to delete. And I was tired of catching Pidgeys. So, I was done. It's good times. Did we even give up 5 games?
Luigi's Mansion.
This guy. Not saying it's a bad game, but it's not top 5.
How many games do we have out right now? That we agreed on. Maybe 2?
Yeah.
2. Yeah, possibly 2.
I mean, because if you take out the main hitters, like you take out Sonic, you take out Mario.
Don't take them out, because it's too hard.
So then, those are the top 2 right there.
Well, I never liked Zelda games, so.
Zelda's kind of up there.
It is up there, but I never liked it. I never got into Zelda games.
And you can say, if we're going to just say top 5, though top 3 will be Mario, Sonic, and Zelda, but what order?
Sonics, I never really liked too much either. They're good, but...
Yeah, you don't like good stuff.
Yeah, because, you know, I hate Rapper the Rapper and whatever shit you threw out there.
Games with Gold.
His Spiral the Dragon.
That shit was amazing. Oh,
God. You know a game I'm surprised he hasn't thrown out yet as the greatest game ever? Ark. Surprised he has not thrown Ark
out. He was probably saving that. You just fucked it up.
But... I will give, no, but when I saw that Ark mod for Pokemon, that was kind of cool, though. That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool, but...
Only for PC.
Yeah.
What's for PC?
the arc, they did a Pokemon mod.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I seen that. It's cool. Game still sucks.
That was the only thing.
I'm not defending it.
You didn't say you were defending it. You just said the game sucks.
I don't want to get into that. Can of Worms arc was one of the best developed games ever.
Let me see. I'm going to ask y'all this. Favorite Mario.
Favorite Mario?
Favorite Mario.
Luigi's Mansion.
That's not a Mario. That's a Luigi.
Then it gets hard.
That's a Luigi.
I'm just going to go with the original for Nintendo.
The first one?
Yeah. That's cheating.
Can't. How's that cheating?
Yoshi's Island.
It's not a Mario game. Mario's Yoshi. That's a Yoshi
game. It's affiliated. It's a spinoff.
It's affiliated, but it's Yoshi. Come on.
You might as well say fucking, what's the fighting game? They have Smash Brothers then.
Super Smash Brothers is one of the best games ever. Ever.
I never liked
it. Ever. Them. Ever.
It's a very popular game.
Very popular.
It's a popular game.
I don't like it.
I played if it's there, but I'm not. It's not something for me to say, I gotta go get it now.
Yeah, we need to get a GameCube up in here. Play some Mario Kart.
I hate a GameCube.
Like, we said Mario Kart.
I still have my GameCube. Yeah.
See, look at that. Get the wires. Well,
I got two controllers.
Hunt down the game somehow.
Find it at the little mom and pop.
We got we got a game exchange. They might have it in game exchange.
Let's see if this Wii works.
What?
I have whatever one is for Wii.
I have Punch-Out for Wii.
Where do you have a Wii at?
Somewhere.
I have Punch-Out for Wii.
Punch-Out?
I know, but to play it on the Wii, though, we have to buy controllers anyway. That's another
game. Like Punch-Out. Three controllers.
Yeah, but I'd rather have the... Oh, you the can wheel? Use the original one. No, hell no. Fuck the wheel.
The wheel is cool.
Oh, that shit sucks. I didn't like the wheel, because you have to be, like, directly facing the system for it to, like, actually work right. So, fuck that.
Driving games in their wheels.
Fuck that. I think we got our five. I don't know what the five
favorite
is.
Mario? Mario 3.
Mario 3?
Mario 3.
Mine is Mario 64.
I never really played that one.
I don't know how you play that one. That shit gave me a headache.
It was so hard.
I tried Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong is actually a great game. The Nintendo ones.
Diddy Kong.
What is with you going against the norm?
Diddy Kong is really good.
No, but I'm saying, what is with you? Oh, Fairy Mario. Luigi's Mansion. Donkey Kong.
Mario's a fucking dick.
It's a me. I'm Mario.
That's for Luigi.
That's for you.
Nah, Luigi was always my favorite character.
Wario's Island was the worst game I ever played.
Never played it.
Never played it. Let's talk real quick how smooth away it can't beat Sonic 2.
I don't know how.
Did I beat Sonic 2?
Yeah.
I want to see. Just beat the game.
I've beat the game.
Yeah, beat it right now.
Little kid. You got it?
I have it.
Where?
It's on my Xbox.
Oh, yeah, they got it on Xbox.
Uh-huh.
I beat it for the Sega Genesis.
We can YouTube it. It'll be our first YouTube video exposing the lies that you both say.
What is so hard about freaking Sonic 2?
Well, you have to have attention to the game. I can't play an old fucking game that looks like that for that long.
Well, that's why me and Joey beat it when we were young, when those graphics were cool.
Yeah, 32-bit was cool back then. Not cool right now.
Aw, man.
You never beat a Mega Man game then, did you?
I wasn't never a fan. I beat Bomberman games. Another top five. Bomberman's
not bad. There was only one I liked, but I don't remember which one it was.
I had every Bomberman game. Every fucking system.
I like Bomberman 64.
So you never beat a Mega Man game?
No. I don't even think I owned a Mega Man game.
Well, they got Mega Man Collection for the Xbox.
Yes, they do.
I'm not.
$6.
It'll be hard to get interested in something I was never interested in.
Try playing that shit on the Xbox.
Well, like, what you have to do in Mega Man?
That's like you trying to get me into Gotham.
It's a normal platformer. Just go to the end of the level, beat the boss, and just move on.
Oh, that's boring.
Nigga, and you're playing Sonic.
Yeah, he can fucking roll.
Oh, my God. Mega Man can shoot fucking.
And the soundtrack for Sonic is amazing.
Yeah, I can't with this guy.
What they got playing in the background.
And then again, this is the guy who thinks MLB 16 is like one of the best baseball games.
Oh my God.
It's revolutionizing Xbox right now. So
how?
Because it's the only baseball game out.
Since we're talking about baseball games, I'm going to strike a match right now.
Don't do it.
Greatest baseball game ever. MLB Baseball 2004. greatest game ever.
Wait, that sounds like my game.
Greatest game ever. Albert Pujols on the cover.
MVP was the shit, though. Joey's a cheater, but...
You know why MVP is the greatest game? Won me $80.
Oh, you won $80? $80. Tell us more about that story.
No, that's bucks. Not, because Joey cheated. We don't need to get into that. I feel like we've done that so many times.
I feel like the listeners need to hear.
And I
didn't cheat. Don't listen to this man. Alright.
He had a creative character.
I don't hear MLB teams complain when they got a
Overall though, the format we had was pretty good. 40 game season fantasy draft. We made it work somehow.
Yeah, we did. And especially when
we kept stats and shit.
Especially when we had to put a 55 overall creative player on our team as a default.
If you wanted to, I didn't do it.
As a default.
I don't know how we pulled that off back then. We had no lives.
I mean, we had the weekends. It's not like we did it 7 days a week. We just did the weekends. Weekends was marathons.
And yet there was no online, and we made it work. But now that we're online, we can't get a fucking team going.
It's hard to just text somebody, yo, you home? Get on.
Yeah, before it was like, yo, come to my house. We got to play about 5 games.
If not, it's a forfeit.
Yeah. You don't come tonight, nigga. You're taking L's. That was good stuff, man. I'm going with that's the greatest baseball game ever. That one in 03 or 05, whatever. The one whoever Manny was on the cover.
I think that was 05.
Yeah, so 04, 05. Yeah. Those were the two best ones.
First two Ks weren't bad for the 360. The one with, was it Pedro on the cover?
Derek.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter.
I'm rapping this one.
You rapping?
Yeah.
Rapper to rapper?
No, I'm wrapping this up.
You rapping the rapper?
What's our top five?
I mean, we basically said the top five.
We got to say it one more time for the viewers. Start off with Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening.
That we'll just agree 1, 2, and 3 in some form or another. It's Mario, Sonic, and Link.
And Link, Zelda?
Yes. We never agreed with Zelda, none of us, but okay.
We said it was good, just put it out there.
That's everyone, okay.
We can't, we're not even really saying top five games.
Yoshi's
we're playing top
Island too.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Antoine has the worst taste in video games.
Yoshi's Island wasn't bad. It's like a bunch of different color Yoshis. But on that note, guys.
This is why I don't get video games when he tells me to.
Well, he got you into buying Halo.
Well, I'm Halo Wars. I got him into Halo Wars 1, I think.
They're not going to stop, so see you guys next episode. Peace.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Couple Haters Podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Couple Haters Podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple Haters Pod.
Also, don't forget to subscribe at Podomatic.com. You can find us at CoupleHaters.Podomatic.com or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Adios, amigos.